my eyes on sweet Molly Malone as she wheeled her wheelbarrow to streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before, and they wheeled their wheelbarrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive. Cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Helped her understand her family's past.
My youngest sister gave me a photograph that she had found in our dad's closet. If I had seen it at any point, it would have burst my life wide open.
That's this week on Latino USA.
Friday afternoons at 4 on KGNU.
Support comes from Denver's Mount St. Vincent, a provider of outpatient pediatric behavioral health therapies, presenting its fundraising event, the Silver Bell Ball, on Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m. at the Grand Hyatt, Denver. Tickets and more information can be found at www.msvhome.org/SBB.
Well, we started off with a couple of a tune and a song, Wolfstone, and the tune Gillies. It's actually a set of tunes, a pastiche, if you will. And after that, we heard one of the most famous Irish ghost songs, Molly Malone, done by a dervish off of their album, The Great Irish Songbook. I probably first heard Molly Malone performed more than 60 years ago, when I was very, very small, but it left an indelible impression about the fishmonger who dies and whose ghost is heard calling out, "Alive, alive-o." We're still in that period between it, and it's actually what they might call in Latin a triduum, 3 days in a row of Halloween, as we celebrate it in this country, which has deep, deep Celtic roots, All Hallows Evening. And that falls on the 31st of October. But of course, it's called Halloween because November 1st, yesterday, is All Saints Day in the Catholic Church. And it is a feast where all of the saints are honored. And then November 2nd, today, is All Souls Day, when you offer up prayers for, as they used to say in the liturgy, all the faithful departed, all of those who have gone on to their rest. And so this time of year, which fits with the Celtic festival called Samhain, it's spelt S-A-M-H-A-I-N. The M followed by an H in Irish Gaelic is pronounced as a W, so it's Samhain. And Samhain is one of the feasts of the pagan year, along with feasts like Imbolc and Yule a number of others, Lunasa. So we're in that time where the old year, the harvest year, has come to a close. The harvest is in, and now it's time to go inside, to tell stories, to think on the year that's passed, and hunker down for the winter, the dying time, in the hope that we make it through. And, of course, the symbolism of the narrowing veil between this world and another world, which brings to mind the possibility of communing with those who have gone before. So it's a fascinating time in our human experience, this time of the year. So we're celebrating that this evening, the wrap-up of this triduum, with songs about ghosts, about pirates, about unforeseen, untoward happenings, about the fairies who, in Celtic literature, Celtic lore, are not Tinkerbell and happy sprites, but if the fairies have you, it means that you have a certain kind of madness that you're having to deal with. And so we'll try to work some of those in as well. There's a wonderful poem by William Butler Yeats called The Host of the Air. We'll see if we can do a little bit of that. Also, songs about highwaymen, robbers, the pirates of the road, if you will. There's a terrific, terrific poem by Alfred Lord Noyes, who is British, of course. But if you have a chance to read it and you have a taste for a wonderful bit of spookiness, the opening two lines of the poem, The Highwayman, are ones to live by. The wind was a torrent of darkness among the gusty trees. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas. It's just the sort of scene setting that not just Noyes, but the Celts themselves were very, very good at. The phrase that starts off many stories is a phrase that starts, there once was, there once was, there once was, and then the storyteller falls into the rhythm of the story when everyone is gathered round. So we'll be doing some of that too. If you'd not already guessed, you're listening to Schultegale, music from around the Celtic world. My name is Carl Coomley. I'm privileged to join you on the first Wednesday of every month and some other times as well throughout the course of the year. But that's kind of a peek at what we're about now and as we go forward. And let's go ahead and take a listen to one of those pirate songs. The band Tempest sings about Captain Morgan. Yeah, the spiced rum guy, but Captain Morgan the pirate on KGNU.
Was born. I fought on sea, I fought on dry land, with 40 ships at my command. My fleet was painted with black itchy black sails, my men made hell with sword in hand. I'm Captain Morgan, the pirate, greatest buccaneer. I'm Captain Morgan, the pirate. I had no fear. The sound of swords as it slices the air, the sea wind tosses my jet black hair. We drank and we swore in the gold's gleaming light, laughter and rum in the chill of the night. Oh, terror strikes deep in the heart of the fools. A human life ain't worth a casket of jewels. The booty was slim in that city of gold, and I lost many of my men, brave and bold. Morgan the pirate, the greatest buccaneer. I'm Captain Morgan the pirate. I had no fear. Muskets were fired, the cannonballs roared. Spaniards were captured by pirates at war. I swept the Caribbean like a bloody hurricane, but I stood trial and they put me in chains. Jamaica, I went against my own. I hang my men and their skulls and crossbones. The bottle became my last company. I never again heard the song of the sea. I'm Captain Morgan the pirate, the greatest buccaneer. Captain Morgan the pirate, I had no fear. I'm Captain Morgan the pirate, the greatest buccaneer.
My name is Captain Kidd. As I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd. As I sailed, my name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sailed. My father taught me well to shun the gates of hell, but against him I rebelled as I sailed. He shoved a Bible in my hand, but I left it in the sand, and I pulled away from land as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd. As I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd. As I sailed, my name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid. And most wickedly I did as I sailed. I murdered William Moore, and I left him in his gore, 20 leagues away from shore as I sailed. And being crueler still, the gunner I did kill, though his precious blood did spill as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd. As I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd. As I sailed, my name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid. And most wickedly I did as I sailed. Walking wisdom's path as I sailed. But my repentance lasted not, my vows I soon forgot. Oh, damnation is my lot as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd. As I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd. As I sailed, my name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid. And most wickedly I did as I sailed. To the execution dock, lay my head upon the block. The laws no more I'll mock as I sail. So take warning here and heed to shun bad company, or you'll wind up just like me as I sail. My name is Captain Kidd. As I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd. As I sailed, my name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid.
Music from Great Big Sea and Captain Kidd. Tempest before that with Captain Morgan. We also had Dervish with Molly Malone at Wolfstone leading off with Gillies here on Schultegale. The next song is about a man who drops dead. Let's just be honest about it. It's about a guy who drops dead. But it's a Celtic song, so he drops dead in an unexpected manner. After that, we've got a chilling old, old song rooted deep in the child ballads from Old Blind Dogs and much more sort of music of the season. If you're like me, Halloween is one of those things that it's sometimes hard to get enough of. So We're playing it out just a little bit further. It's become such a popular celebration here in the States, with costumes and parties and everything. But great art on pumpkins and lots of good music. We're preoccupied by what comes after this life, and so here's. Here's a little song from Gaelic Storm about a man who found an unusual way to get to the other side.
Let me tell you a little story about a man named Johnny Tarr. Son of a preacher, always at the bar. Lager from the tap, or shots of paddy from the shelf. He could open his throttle and throw back a bottle as quick as the devil himself, Johnny Tarr. And the word got around that Johnny Tarr was no pretender. From Clare to here, they'd lock up the beer when Johnny went on a bender. Down at Dickie Max, the rising sun, or at
the swan. He was drinking by 7, by 10 to 11, well, all the booze would be gone, Johnny Tar. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it, but I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. It was 9 in the morning on a cold and rainy night. Johnny walked into the castle bar, looking to get tight. He had money in his pocket, he had whiskey in his eye. He said, get up off your asses and set up the glasses, I'm drinking this place dry. Now all the serious boozers, they were soon broken hearted when Johnny finished off 6, and he was only getting started. Guzzling down the pints and knocking them back like candy, he was looking all right to be drinking all night. Then Nora brought out the brandy, Johnny Tar. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it, but I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true.
Here we go, Sheila. Ooh.
Johnny drank the whole damn bottle, had another pint or two. When it made no impression, he started a session with Murphy's Millennium Brew. He was waiting for his pint when his face turned green. Jesus, Johnny fell down after only 15. Now you could have heard a pin drop and the crowd let out a roar. It took 5 Cork women to lift Johnny off the floor. The doctor looked him over, said you better call the hearse. But it's not what you're thinking, it wasn't the drinking. This man died of thirst, Johnny Tar.
Even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you.
Sure, I wasn't there,
I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it.
I wouldn't trust a person like me.
The drinker who died of thirst, Johnny Tar, with Gaelic Storm, or Gaelic Storm with Johnny Tar. Promised you something that's in the nature of a child ballad from Old Blind Dogs. Wonderful, wonderful, immensely talented, long, long-lived band from Scotland. And just to give you a little hint of this particular song. This chilling old song comes from the Child Ballads, and it's been worked upon, first published in 1765, and it goes through the drama of a mother asking his son, her son rather, why his hands are covered in blood, and the truth will out, and it's worse and worse and worse and worse. Off we go with Young Edward on KGNU.
Why does your brand see drop? We bleed young Edward, oh young Edward. Why does your brand see drop? We bleed and why so sad can he ho? Why does your brand see drop? We bleed young Edward, oh young Edward. Why does your brand see drop? We bleed and why so sad can he ho? I had killed my hoxie queet, my hidden mother, my hidden mother. I had killed my hoxie queet, and I had name here but he ho. I had killed my hoxie queet, my hidden mother, my hidden mother. I had killed my hoxie queet, and I had name me her by he-ho. Your hawker's blood was never said eat young Ewart, oh young Ewart. Your hawker's blood was never said eat some mother to hold you three-ho. Your hawker's blood was never said eat young Ewart, oh young Ewart. Your hawker's blood was never said eat some mother to hold you three-ho. I had killed my red drone steed, my hidden mother, my hidden mother. I had killed my red drone steed, no one's ever safe here and free-ho. I had killed my red drone steed, my hidden mother, my hidden mother. He killed my red drum steed, and I had name him a hero. Your steed was out, and he got there, young Ewart, oh, young Ewart. Your
Jestli hit was all and you got me some man I do hold you trio. Jestli hit was all and you got me young and what do hold young and what. Jestli hit was all and you got me some man I do hold you trio. I hit held my faith in deep, my hit in man, I'm hit in man. I hit held my faith in deep, ah alas and where is me. I hit held my faith in deep, my hit in man, I'm hit in man. I hit held my faith in deep, ah alas and where is me. I will sail on your hundred boat, my hidden man, my hidden mother. I will sail on your hundred boat, and the one over the sea. Oh, I will sail on your hundred boat, my hidden man, my hidden mother. I will sail on your hundred boat, and the one over the sea. Oh, and what do you do with your towers and high young air? What do you young air? What do you do with your towers and high that I'll see if you hit the sea? Oh, and what do you do with your towers and high young air? What do you young air? What let them stand up to the for them, my hidden man, my hidden mother. Let them stand up to the for them, for them never me will I see. Oh, let them stand up to the for them, my hidden man, my hidden mother. Let them stand up to the for them, for them never me will I see. Oh, and what will you leave your wife and bairns when you go out with your head? What? And what will you leave your wife and bairns when you hang up at the sea? Oh, and what will you leave your wife and bairns when you go out with your head? What? And what will you leave your wife and bairns when you gang with the CEO? The Hawara Shumit them back, my hidden mother, my hidden mother. The Hawara Shumit them back, for them never near a hell I see. Oh, the Hawara Shumit them back, my hidden mother, my hidden mother. The Hawara Shumit them back, for them never near a hell I see. Oh.
Reeds of a drear heart lake. And he saw how the reeds grew dark with the coming of night tide, and he dreamt of the long dim hair of Bridget, his bride. Then he heard it high up in the air, a piper piping away, and never was piping so sad, and never was piping so gay. Then he saw young men and young girls dance in a level place, with Bridget his bride among them, with a sad and a gay face. The dancers gathered around him, and many a sweet thing said. An old man brought him red wine, and a young girl white bread. But Bridget threw him by the sleeve, away from the merry band, to old men playing of cards with the twinkling of ancient hands. And he sat and he played in a dream, and he thought not of evil chance, till one bore Bridget his bride away to the merry dance. He bore her away in his arms, the handsomest young man there, and his lips and his neck and his arms were drowned in her long dim hair. O'Driscoll scattered the cards, and out of his dream awoke, and old men and young men and young girls were gone like a drifting smoke. Then he heard it, high up in the air, a piper piping away, and never was piping so sad, and never was piping so gay.
Is it the laughing eye, Eileen O'Roon? Is it the timid sigh, Eileen O'Roon? Is it the tender tone, soft as the stringed harp's moan? Oh, it is truth alone, Eileen O'Roon. There, Eileen O'Roon. Far in that valley shade, I know a tender maid. Flower of the hazel glade, Eileen. In the song so sweet, Eileen O'Roon. Who in the dance so fleet, Eileen O'Roon. Dear are her charms to me, dear are her laughter free, dearest her constancy. Were she no longer true, Eileen O'Roon, what would her lover do, Eileen O'Roon? Fly with a broken chain far o'er the sounding main. Beauty must fade away, Eileen O'Roon. Castles are sacked in war, chieftains are scattered far. Truth is a fixed star.
the year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of mark came from the king to the scummiest vessel I'd ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, well, Sid Barrett, cried the town, how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the king's birthday we put to sea. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our crack 4-pounders we made to fight. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Yankee lay low down with gold. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days. God damn them.
Come on, you sissies.
And at length we stood 2 cables away. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with one fat ball the Yanks stove us in. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope shook and pitched on her side. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both my legs. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. So here I lay in my 23rd year. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Music from that incredibly great talent, too early departed Stan Rogers, from his album Home in Halifax and the tale of pirates sailing under a letter of marque, Canadian pirates from Nova Scotia during the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, Barrett's privateers, and the unfortunate end that the narrator talks about there. So just to run down that set really quickly, Johnny Tarr off the album Special Reserve from Gaelic Storm, Young Edward from Old Blind Dogs, their album Play Live, and music from the Clancy Brothers, The Host of the Air, a poem by William Butler Yeats, and Eileen Aroon to wrap up that extended bit, and I believe that is from the Clancy Brothers album Live at Carnegie Hall, and then, of course, from the very best of Stan Rogers, Barrett's Privateers. We are sailing up toward the top of the hour. Natalie is in studio to bring you Musica Mundi. Sometimes she brings you this program, Schulte Gale, but tonight she's broadening her horizons and bringing you music from all over the world, and it will do just exactly that, expand your horizons. So please do keep it right here on KGNU to the end of the hour, the top of the hour, and beyond. Music up next, we've got kind of a pair of songs here. One from the Elders called The Banshee's Cry, and Banshee is a female spirit, sort of a tortured, malevolent spirit in Celtic mythology or in Celtic lore, not necessarily mythology. And then a wonderful song from Matt and Shannon Heaton, formerly of Boulder, now from Massachusetts. They put together a wonderful, wonderful album, especially a wonderful album for a married couple as they are. The album's called Tell You in Earnest, and it is a bunch of songs which are dialogues or tales of love between husband and wife or lovers gone astray, and they're ballads, sort of ballads with two sides, I guess you'd say. And this one is called The Demon Lover, but we'll start off with the Elders and The Banshee's Cry right after this on KGNU.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. This week on Latino USA, a conversation with journalist and author Carmen Rita Wong about her memoir, Why Didn't You Tell Me? And about how writing has helped her understand her family's past.
My youngest sister gave me a photograph that she had found in our dad's closet. If I had seen it at any point, it would have burst my life wide open.
That's this week on Latino USA.
Friday afternoons at 4 on KGNU.
Support comes from Social Venture Partners of Boulder County, sharing the expertise and skills of partner members to help Boulder County nonprofit organizations build their capacity and deliver on their missions. Details on how to partner with Social Venture Partners can be found at socialventurepartnersbouldercounty.org.
Turn in front of the blinding light. where have you been, my dearest dear, these 7 long years or more? I've come to seek my former vows you promised me before. Hold your tongue of your former vows, for they will breed sad strife. Hold your tongue of your former vows, for I have become a wife. For you I've scorned the crown of gold, the king's daughter also. Now I have come for you, my love, with me you must go. See you not yon 7 ships? The 8th brought me to land, with merchandise and mariners and wealth on every hand. From his gray robe sticking through, I said you'd see the lilies grow on the banks of Italy, but I'll let you see the fishes swim on the bottom of the sea. They had not sailed away, away miles, but barely three. Dismal grew his countenance, and raging grew the sea. As he turned around about, the taller he seemed to be, until the tops of that gallant ship no taller were than he. Oh, the clouds grew dark and the winds blew loud, and the tears the topmast with his hand, and the foremast with his knee. And he broke that gallant ship in two, and he sank her in the sea.
Music from the Chieftains, Chieftains 9, kind of the apotheosis of the Chieftains' wonderful career of doing just Celtic music. The album's called Boil the Breakfast Early, and that is the title track. Just great music with Lilting by Kevin Caniff there. Prior to that, The Demon Lover from Matt and Shannon Heaton, and we heard a little abbreviated bit of The Banshee's Cry from The Elders. You are listening to KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Thank you very much for listening to Schultegale this evening. Natalie is in studio, coming your way in just a second or two with music from all over the world on Musicamundi. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great evening.
And thank you so much for tuning in to Musica Mundi, and a two-hour show sharing diverse music from around the globe. I'm Natalie, your host and tour guide until the 10 p.m. hour. And at that time, do stay with us for Reggae Transfusions. At the back, The Wicked Tinkers, a group that formed in 1995, showcasing American Celt music. And this tune is Shaunavali Farm from their Rant album. Well, lots of fun, upbeat, and brand new music coming your way, so do enjoy. Feel free to reach out to me, too, 303-442-4242, or dj@kgnu.org. And it is KGNU.